in the limelight.
Despite its recent objections, Europe has enabled violence through its financial, military, and diplomatic support of the Zionist regime, says Joseph Massad Ryder in an article titled "The Zionist Regime, European Criticism of Settler Violence Reeks of Hypocrisy." Stay tuned for more. Over the last few months, the decades-long violence and terror inflicted by Jewish settlers against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank garnered new attention by European countries, including Britain, and in the European and US media. As the Zionist regime Prime Minister Naftali Bennett defended settlers, calling the attacks an insignificant phenomenon, two Jewish Knesset members last month invited European ambassadors to attend the conference on how it is the EU and Palestinian leftist organizations, not Jewish settlers, who are the instigators of violence in Judea and Samaria. The Knesset members accused the EU of anti-Semitism and blood libel for depicting Jewish settlers as the culprits. Bennett, who has proudly boasted about killing lots of Arabs, is a right-wing nationalist who shares the expansionist view of settler leaders, having vowed to continue growing existing settlements. He does not hold views that are incongruous with those of a large segment of the Zionist regime's army. According to The Guardian, experts estimated in 2016 that between a third and half of army cadets espoused religious Zionism, the credo of the more ideological settlers. The EU and the UK have paid much lip service over the years to condemning the violence of Jewish settlers, so much so that in 2012 and again in 2014, the EU considered blacklisting violent settlers and barring them from entering the EU. Note that the settlers' theft of Palestinian lands is not considered a violent act by the EU. Nonetheless, the Israelis were infuriated at the alleged anti-settler bias, especially as the Zionist regime foreign ministry had no prior knowledge that the EU was preparing such a blacklist. The Israelis must have been most persuasive, as the EU apparently dropped the matter altogether. Yet, suddenly, European countries are feigning much concern about the recent spate of settler attacks against Palestinians. With Britain in the lead, 16 European ambassadors and diplomats met with Aliza Ben-Noun, the director of the European Affairs Department at the Zionist regime's foreign ministry, and delivered a letter expressing their concerns. Incensed by the Europeans' chutzpah in criticizing the Zionist regime, Ben-Noun put them in their proper place by giving them a dressing down and reportedly shouting, "You are making me angry." Luckily for the diplomats, Ben-Noun, unlike the members of the Knesset, did not accuse the Europeans of anti-Semitism or blood libel. The Europeans are not the only ones concerned, so is the Zionist regime's war minister, Benny Gantz, who met recently to increase security coordination. Gantz himself accused of overseeing the murder of hundreds of Palestinian civilians in Gaza, asked that Palestinians do more to suppress Palestinian violence in the occupied West Bank, a task at which the security apparatus has excelled since the formation in 1994. The violence that Jewish settlers have visited on Palestinians is hardly new. Indeed, it has been part of the tradition of Jewish colonization of Palestine since 1880s to aggress against Palestinians who owned the land coveted by settlers. Hardly any of the violence carried out by Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank, Al-Quds, or inside the occupied territories proper nowadays differs from the violence enacted since the beginning of Jewish settler colonization of Palestine. Witness last week's protest by Palestinian citizens of the occupied territories who are under threat of losing their land in the Negev by the very same Jewish National Fund that evicted Palestinians a century ago under the guise of land forestation. The eviction of Palestinians in the Negev by the Zionist regime has been ongoing for years. Whatever objections the Europeans claim to have today stand in stark contrast to their overall consistent policies of supporting Jewish settlement in Palestine and Zionist theft of Palestinian land before and after the establishment of the fake regime of Israel. Europe's subsidizing of the Zionist regime's occupation and suppressing Palestinian resistance continues the European tradition of supporting settlers around the world, from the Americas to Africa to Oceania. That the Europeans deem Jewish settler violence as manifesting only in some of their physical attacks against Palestinians, but not in the theft of Palestinian lands and homes, hardly alleviates Europe's enabling of such violence by its financial, military, and diplomatic support of the Zionist regime. No wonder Ben-Noun deservedly dressed down the European diplomats from their hypocrisy and sent them home packing with their tails between their legs.